This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. When a large sinkhole opened in Lando Lakes last month and swallowed a pair of homes, Dr. Lori Collins first heard about it not on the news, but in text messages from her family.
I grew up in a house about two streets down, right around the corner, literally, from this. We were one of the first houses to be built in Lake Pageant when we first moved down to Florida. And I remember riding my dirt bike all through what used to be this place where no homes were. It was just a lake back in there.
But beyond the ties to her past, Collins had another reason to be concerned by what was unfolding. As co-director of the University of South Florida Library's Digital Heritage and Humanities Collections, her team of researchers were among the first called by Pasco County officials.
Dr. Travis Dorian and myself are also affiliated with Geosciences, and we work a lot with the faculty there. Dr. Sarah Cruz, who we work with collaboratively on a sinkhole project that she's already doing, immediately said, you know, hey, we need to get out there.
Collections co-director Dr. Travis Dorian said they used 3D scanners, which basically operate like sonar, to map the sinkhole.
It's accurate to a little under 2 millimeters, so we have a complete documentation of the surface and the sidewalls and the subsidence.
Doring walked as close as he could to the edge of the abyss, estimated to be 225 feet in diameter and 50 feet deep.
It's a really emotional setting for the families who lost their homes, because basically their lives are floating on the surface of the sinkhole.
Researchers also used aerial drones flying as high as 30 feet above the surface to collect video as well as still photos. Collins says all those images are fed into a computer program to create a 3D reconstruction of the area.
The 3D model is really useful because we can see depths, we can see surface delineations, we can make measurements, we can compare data sets. So we have drone imagery that was flown on different days, and now we can compare those data sets and we can look at the change that's occurring.
Collins adds that they've also been studying the history of the site. On her computer, she first shows me a survey map of the area around Lake Paget and Lake Saxon from 1847, and then maps from the following 150 years that indicate how neighborhoods popped up.
What happened in here was also some modification of the shoreline area, probably to increase the number of waterfront properties that were available in this development.
Finally, she hits a button, and the last map from 1999 is laid on top of the first map from 1847. The shapes of the two lakes have been altered, mainly by construction, and the homes where the sinkhole occurred, they appear to have been built on what was once a lake bed.
By today's standards, I think this development would have happened a lot differently. So this is something that Pasco will need to consider and look at, because essentially what it's telling me is that this lake is trying to go back to what it once was.
USF researchers will continue to visit Lando Lakes over the coming weeks and months to update their findings, but Collins says they will not draw any conclusions from their work. They're taking the opportunity to observe and record a natural disaster that occurred just 13 miles from campus. Dean of Libraries Todd Chavez says USF will then take this research and make it available to people around the world who want to learn more about sinkholes.
Much like publishers produce books and journals, magazines, and so forth, Lori and Travis and their work, they're creating data that will get transformed eventually into information, and that information will be the basis for future research.
We've got video and web links to that data, as well as some incredible photos from Pasco County. You can check out all of those online at WUSFnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.